The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Migrating adult songbirds that get lost or thrown off course are much better at getting back on track than juveniles, thanks to internal navigational maps based on previous trips. Just how birds migrating across thousands of miles find their way from their summer breeding grounds to their winter homes has long been a mystery to scientists. Of particular interest was whether these birds could find their way home if they were knocked off course, and if young birds could do it as well as their elders. To figure this out, scientists displaced 15 adult and 15 juvenile gambles, white-crowned sparrows, to the east coast from their normal migratory route along the west coast. These songbirds typically spend their summers at breeding grounds in Alaska and the northwest, but come fall, they set out for their wintering grounds in the southwest. Unlike some species that migrate in groups, white-crowned sparrows travel alone at night. Though they had likely never before been east of the Rocky Mountains, once released, the adult birds quickly realized that they were significantly east of where they wanted to be and began to fly in a southwesterly direction to their normal wintering grounds. The juvenile birds, on the other hand, went with their innate migratory instinct and just kept on flying south as if nothing happened.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.